Tuesday, 2 January, 1816. There are five of us Bennet sisters, which fact always makes strangers sigh and comment about our poor mother, burdened with the task of getting five daughters married off, without even the benefit of decent dowries for us. But while we were growing up, it always seemed to me that each of us had her assigned role in the family. Jane was the oldest and the most beautiful. Then came Elizabeth, Lizzie, who was always the most charming and witty, and then Mary. I suppose I cannot entirely blame Mary for turning herself into such an appalling blue stocking, because she spent her entire childhood hearing what a shame it was she was not as pretty as her older sisters. It is no wonder, really, that she started trying to distinguish herself as the most bookish and intelligent one of us. I am next in age after Mary, and then Lydia comes 2 years after me, the youngest of us all. Lydia was always the most spirited and vivacious one, which left me, the only Bennet sister, without any distinguishing characteristic. I could not be the prettiest, or the wittiest, or the cleverest, or even the most bouncing and lively. I do like to draw, but only little comical sketches. I have no real artistic aspirations. Which makes me... what? The boring sister? The one without any special talents, except possibly the ability to make terrible choices with her life? This is turning into a very winging and self-pitying entry. And another of my recent discoveries is that there is no fun whatsoever in feeling sorry for yourself when all you keep coming back to is that everything from start to finish has been your own fault. Besides, what I really meant to do when I started out writing was to set down how Mary and I came to be the only two of the five Bennet sisters who are unmarried still. Jane and Elizabeth married extremely well, much to my mother's delight. Jane is married to Mr. Charles Bingley, who is not only handsome and rich, but also agreeable and kind, and madly in love with Jane, even though they have been...